International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
I know. Them.
It's what I do.
Well, we do know you smoke cigars.
And I know things.
Well,
I know that.
Note the Game of Thrones lettering.
Ah.
See, I don't watch the show.
Oh.
I didn't watch the show. The show is no longer. They don't. That's done, right? They're not making more seasons of that Game of Thrones.
They're going to make a second season of the follow-on series that they did, which was.
Well, I was going to. The question is that doesn't have nearly the fan following that the original Game of Thrones had. Correct?
Probably not.
No,
I didn't think so.
No, they didn't even decide right away if they were making a second season.
I got you. Okay.
So, but they are. HBO does really good stuff. Matter of fact, HBO has a series out right now. That is as good as the first season so far. I mean, it's really creepy. Jodie Foster starring in it. It's called True Detective.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Have to look.
It's like it's in Alaska, and it's creepy
I saw the previews for that. You're right. I remember seeing that. That does look good.
Yeah. Yeah. The first three episodes are out. New episodes come out every Sunday. It's like they did Sopranos and all their good shows. They roll them out Sunday night, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
And you got to watch them, so. Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for January 31st.
2024.
So it's Wednesday, right?
It is.
Hump Day! Yeah!
And Off Hook Radio has an official stance. We stand with Texas.
Texas.
The second best state in the country.
That's correct.
Unless you live in Texas, in which case you go, you Florida assholes are so conceited. Matter of fact, our governor came out today with a tweet about standing with Texas, and that would, if the Constitution said states couldn't protect their own borders, the Constitution would never have been ratified. And he's absolutely right. Ron DeSantis is a smart man. He might not be the world's greatest campaigner. Nobody's beaten the Trump train this year, but he is singularly most decent politician in the country. Except for the 6-week abortion ban, which was stupid. He'll get beat over the head with that for the rest of his life. But anyway, we're with Texas.
Yay. You know, the worst.
I'm a Cowboys fan. What do you want?
Listen, to me, you know,
suffer with Texas every year.
The worst part about DeSantis being out and Trump being in is that if Trump wins, we only have 4 years. You know, if DeSantis wins, we have a chance at 8 years. You know, there is
no chance. Well, I shouldn't use that arm. My arm's all bruised up.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Blood thinners. I bump myself and I get a friggin' purple mark that lasts for 10 days. I'll be off of them bitches in, I think, April. I told her I'd give her a year. I think I'll give her 9 months. That's enough. My heart's fixed. I ain't going to croak. I'm all right.
Mm.
Oh, and this is the only thing I smoke is cigars. So I don't smoke the nasty stuff. I'm not inhaling all those chemicals and everything every day, so I should be all right. I only got so many years left. I might as well enjoy them, right?
Well, you don't inhale cigars anyways. You just
no, but they taste good. Yeah. Rick doesn't appreciate cigars because he doesn't like the smell.
They are gross. I'm with you. I've never had a good cigar. I mean, I take the tobacco out and put other stuff in it, but I've never had a good cigar. They're gross.
All right. I just had somebody text me and say, no sound. That's not us. That's them. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to start out tonight with giving my hot take on current events.
I'll double check and make sure it's not us. But
or actually non-events. Because really it's non-events. It surprised me, and I'll explain. As Ron Paul once said, in a dictatorship, truth becomes treason. I'm not convinced we're all the way there yet, but we're perilously close. Perilously. Say that with your lisp, Mr. Dippy. Trump's damage award of $83 million to a wacko, mainly for calling her a wacko. Well, more on that in a minute. And then today we were supposed to have the phony New York loan valuation case. You know, that crime where it's only a crime in New York and only because Trump did it. And there's no victims, there's no financial losses. The banks were happy, but the evil left, in order to hold power, will hang a conviction on Donald J. Trump and fine him and ban him from business in New York. They don't get overturned in a friggin' New York minute, but they're going to be able to run around for a couple months going, he's convicted criminal. You know, Rachel Maddow will be diddling herself on air. And, you know, I mean, it'll be disgusting. But I was sure that was going to happen today because nothing happened in Iran over the killing of the three reserve members in Jordan. Biden said yesterday, I decided what to do.
And then no, he didn't say that. He just said yes.
He made up his mind. They said, have you made up your mind what you're going to do? And he said, yes, I have. Yeah. So, but he didn't do nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Which was kind of stupid to even say that he'd made up his mind, but he did. It's Biden. What do you want? So I thought, okay, well, the only reason they didn't bomb last night was because this thing on Trump was going to come out today, and they didn't want to clog up the media with, you know, pictures of things blowing up somewhere. When they could be, you know, wall to wall with Orange Man bad shit. Well, neither one happened today. Yeah. You know, they don't want to distract from the culmination of their coordinated election interference. They're convinced that a conviction, even a total bullshit one like this would be, could swing enough voters away from Trump that his 6 to 7 point lead turns around 180 degrees. But neither of them happened today. So I think there's likely to be a military strike tonight then, because I know New York Attorney General Letitia James, the woman who's persecuting Trump, not prosecuting, she's persecuting Trump, is dialed in with the administration. She's been on the phone with them, you know, dozens and dozens of times throughout this thing, just like Fanny down in Georgia, who sent her hump boy, her hump day, every day is hump day with Fanny. Sent him to Washington, D.C. He met with Biden's people twice. I think I told you that before. I just thought I'd remind you. Coordination on all this stuff is so painfully obvious that if the media was honest, Trump would be ahead 30 points in the presidential poll, not just 50 points ahead of Nikki, Mitt Romney Haley. Yeah, Mitt Romney in a skirt. So after that, if you doubt that the traitor in chief is a pretty vindictive shell of a real man, one of his Delaware judges yesterday struck down Elon Musk's Tesla pay package. I don't know how many people heard this on the news, but it happened. A legal contract approved by the board of Tesla. And it's frankly none of the damn business of any federal judge or prosecutor. I mean, $51 billion is a lot of money. But he's increased the shareholder equity 10 times over. That's your job. Your job is not to be woke and lose money for your shareholders. Companies are getting sued all over the country for this DEI bullshit that we've been talking about and not concentrating on increasing their stock price, which is why people invest with you. People who invest with Tesla have done pretty good doing it. And this guy's pay package was legal according to the board, and that should be all that matters. But gee, suddenly he buys Twitter and takes away the Democrats' best way to lie to the country and to suppress the other side.
He takes away the Democrats' weapon.
Yeah, it's a weapon. That's a better way to put it. Thank you. I stand corrected, sir.
No, that's all right. But it's a weapon. No, that's what it is.
It was a weapon.
Was their weapon.
Yeah.
Now they just use Facebook.
So $51 billion is a lot of money, but... You know, Jeff Bezos did the same thing with Amazon. nobody's coming after him, you know, because he's a left winger. Ooh, Jeff Bezos made hundreds of billions of dollars. Ah, it's okay. He's on our side. He owns the Washington Post. He prints shit about Trump. Yeah, well, he also thinks Biden's an idiot. So, you know.
Yeah, but what if this was happening with Bezos right now, would it be a different story, though? I mean, Bezos, you know what I'm saying? He's out of the picture.
No, see, Bezos takes a lot of crap about not letting Amazon unionize and things like that. And that comes from the left. But it's always suppressed because he spreads enough money around and he's a big enough deal on the left that the little lefties can't really screw with him too much.
Okay.
So, but the man that made Twitter a free speech zone after years of it being used to hide truth, spy on, and punish political enemies, and disseminate propaganda must be punished. So this case was brought in Delaware, which Biden, of course, controls. Like we said, Ron Paul said, and I repeat, in a dictatorship, truth becomes treason. Elon Musk is letting the truth be out there. So we got to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just total crap. And here's the other thing that I wonder about, though. Elon Musk has never voted for Republican in his life, although he will this year.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's always been a Democrat. That's fine. I don't care. You know, as long as you're not a lunatic. And he's obviously not a lunatic. He's one of the smartest people on the planet. But the guy runs SpaceX. The people that work at NASA shouldn't even get up in the morning without SpaceX taking care of business. He does all their hard work for them. The rocket ships are going to go to Mars. Who's building them? Elon Musk.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that just blasted up from another country, that was Elon Musk. Right. And his stuff goes up. They come back. It's economical. He doesn't waste all that money on having to rebuild launchers every.
Is there ever a chance that NASA could turn private and turn in somebody like Elon Musk own NASA? I mean, no. NASA disappeared for years. You know,
There you go with a good idea again. What you said makes sense.
Okay.
But the government, the weenies in government, could never give up that much control.
I gotcha.
You know, they want to be in on it. And to be fair, for any Musk haters out there, I do recognize that Elon Musk made his fortune with government grants. He got a shitload of government grants to get things off the ground at Tesla. Okay? Now, he's paid them back.
That's it. That's all you need to say.
Oh, but in New York, he could get prosecuted for overvaluing his grants.
Oh, this is true.
I mean, the election interference is just, it's so palpable. Who are we going after? Trump? Who's the next biggest voice behind Trump? Musk. Yeah. So they're screwing both. This is not the way a democracy works. This is not the way a free country works. This is the way a dictatorship works. This is tyranny. It's crap.
Yes, but I will say one thing. That it's very scary that one person, well, Elon or Donald Trump, can take to a social media channel and be able to have as much sway in something as they do. I mean, Elon Musk can take to Twitter and destroy a crypto coin.
He's almost Taylor Swift big.
And exactly. And that is scary. The fact that there's, you know, somebody that can destroy something, a credible business, with one tweet. I don't like that. That's irresponsible. That's irresponsible.
Rick, what was your favorite subject in high school?
Probably biology.
Biology? Oh, yeah, because you got all them aminals and
yeah, those animals.
Yeah. Mine was history and civics. Oh.
Mine was lunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem with education today, and I'm going to blame something on the NEA later on, but it's kind of a joke. But I'll blame this on the NEA right now. People don't know their history. They politically correct the history books. They've got woke history books in there. You know, you learn from the Revolution to the Civil War and maybe a little bit about the beginning
World
of the
War II,
industrial age.
That's it. Now you get up to World War II.
That's where I was going. Up to World War II, and then we're done.
Yep. You don't learn about the 60s. We don't learn about
any
of that stuff. We don't learn about Vietnam. We don't learn about Desert Storm. They don't learn about 9/11. None of it.
Well, weak men make hard times, and we've got a weak man running things, and we've got hard times. So we need a strong man to make good times. good times make weak men, and the cycle will repeat. It has throughout history in all countries and all civilizations. But we knew about this stuff back in the 60s. A certain man told us, and, well, when you see who it is, you'll know what they did to him. Go ahead.
Many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
There are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. The wolf doesn't act friendly, and therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, who usually poses as the friend.
That's Malcolm X, for those of you who don't know. He was gunned down. Now, the people that shot him were also black, but the money that paid the people that shot him didn't come from black people. And that's enough on that one. Read your history, people.
Yeah, but they don't teach none of this. The kids don't get any of this. And what is the sense of teaching the kids over and over again about the Aztecs and the Mayans and all that bullshit and not teaching them
who did ritual sacrifices?
Hmm. Right. I mean, we need to be teaching these kids from World War II to
and
present.
And slaves.
And, you know, when they talk about the Civil War, they don't teach the fact that, you know, black people owned slaves, too. That's unheard of in the textbooks. I mean, black people don't own slaves. It wasn't just white people. But
Lyndon B. Johnson changed all this crap in 1964. You know, and, you know, he had the famous saying, you know, he used the N-word in it, which I would never do. But he said, you just watch me. In 10 years, I'll have every N-word voting Democrat. Because in the 50s and 60s, most black people were either non-political or conservative because they had church upbringings. The family was very strong. And what's happened since then? Now you've got 70-some percent out of wedlock births. There's no father in the home. You've got kids that are just going crazy. We could run the whole damn show with teen thugs attacking people on video. You have enough of them every week. I saw one from Saturday where a bunch of illegal aliens were beating on cops in New York City. The first three that got arrested all were out within 3 hours, no bail.
Yeah.
For attacking cops. Then I got another one from Chicago where three kids were chasing an 11-year-old down the street, and they shot him twice on a median strip in the middle of the road.
Yeah, well, I have a problem.
For no reason. What 11-year-old deserves to get shot?
Well, but see here, I have a problem, though. You know, Kathy Hochul, they asked her about, you know, should we be deporting these people? You know, and she actually said, maybe. But this is what bothered me. Her comment was, well, I know that, but it's a sanctuary city anyways. But here was what my problem with this is.
Sanctuary
she city. Said, well, okay, is the whole state a sanctuary?
That's why they're sending so many up near you.
Okay. The problem is that I lost what I was going to say. Forget it. Just keep going.
Kathy Hochul?
Yeah, I know, but I just forgot what.
Is that how you say her name?
Hochul, yeah.
I thought it was Hochul.
Oh, maybe it is Hochul.
Hochul the yokel. That's what I called her.
I don't know.
But it wouldn't be good if I was saying her damn name wrong.
Yeah, who gives a shit? She's a fucking piece of, a total piece of shit. But she did say today she was, you know, about the possibility of deporting them when she was asked. But you're right. She, you know, she really can't deport them.
Well, they're all upset now because now they're having to deal with what Texas has to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why we stand with Texas. That's why Florida stands with Texas. That's why 25 other states are standing with Texas. This is bullshit. You have to defend your country. Now, Hochul, Hochul, whatever her surgically altered face says is just left-wing bullshit. But she is your governor.
She's a piece of shit.
Well, so is our president.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I wonder if she really won, too, because, man, what's his name? Lee, what's his name? The guy that ran against her? The congressman?
I have no idea who ran.
He came within like 5 points.
Did he come that close?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
I don't know.
And it was in same, yeah, but it was in 22 though, so I don't know. Anyway, so we've got a reel here. This is from the dictator's puppet, and I say dictator's puppet because this is Biden, and we know he's not really the dictator. He doesn't know if that fart was wet or not till he reaches back and checks. I mean, this guy's out of it. But it's a convincing performance designed to make you rush out to vote for him, as the Democrats prefer about 25 times. Go ahead, Slim.
All right. Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why it's coming.
I think that's how they make Iron City beer. They just use water out of Lake Erie. Is that what he's talking about, Great Lakes beer?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Rick, were you able to interpret that?
Let's put it this way. Let's see. That had 91,000 views on my TikTok, and nobody else could figure out what the fuck he was saying either. So
so it's not just me and Rick.
No, it's 91,000 other people couldn't figure it out either on my TikTok.
Right. Fair enough. All right. We know he talks funny.
Oh.
But there was a Joe Biden impersonation contest recently, and I was fortunate enough to find the two finalists. We have a video of the two finalists. Apparently, voting is still ongoing. I'm not sure who we're going to pull for here, but this is the Biden impersonation finalists. Here we go.
Yeah,
I can see why they're the finalists.
Yeah,
they're good. Perfect. They're both really good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't know. Can you split your vote and vote half for each of them?
Sure.
Co-winners.
Well, we got three of us here, so I'll vote for one, and you vote for one, and then we'll just.
And I'll vote for both. They each get 1.5.
There you go.
Is that fair, Rick?
Well,
do you have a favorite?
The first one.
The black kid?
That was pretty good.
I thought the black kid had a little more diction than the Biden.
He had more hand gestures, too.
Yeah, but the white kid had the I don't know what the hell I'm saying look. So to me, it was a wash.
Well, the white kid didn't get long enough. That's the problem. We needed another 10 seconds of the white kid. That was part of it.
Well, it'll be February tomorrow. The white kid won't get any time. Black history gets an entire month.
That's right.
You know, our veterans only get one day. Your mom only gets one day.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just more crap shoving down our throats. Now, listen, on the New York slander case, E. Jean Carroll is the plaintiff in the New York slander case. She was a former writer. She was with Condé Nast, the left-wing rag. And I'll give you a quick explanation what the case was. She said that Trump had sexually assaulted her in a dressing room of a very, very busy department store back in the 90s. She couldn't remember what month it was, what year it was, but it was sometime back in the 90s. He did it.
And does she remember what department store?
She went into a dressing room with Donald Trump, she says. And then she says he groped her and stuff. I'm like, come on, please. Probably promised him a BJ and he walked in for one. But he went through a trial for that. And the only reason he went through a trial for that, and I'm going to explain this up front. The state of New York, as soon as Trump left office, the General Assembly passed a law eliminating the statute of limitations on sexual harassment cases for 1 year. And they gave you 6 months from their notification to file your case. This was done for one reason and one reason only, so that a bunch of rich liberal mega donors could bankroll E. Jean Carroll filing charges against Trump. And matter of fact, the guy who bankrolled her case, because no lawyer would take this on contingency because it's a bullshit case and they know they weren't going to get paid. The guy who financed it's the same guy who's financing Nikki Haley. Okay, no conservative, this man. So she got this bullshit law passed, so then she files it, and they go to court, and the court found that he didn't rape her or anything, but he might have groped her, so they found him technically guilty of sexual harassment or something. But what they really found him guilty of was calling her a whack job after she had brought it up the first time and putting it on social media that she's just some whack job making up stories. It cost me my job. I'm 72 years old. Condé Nast would have kept me for another 10 years. Oh, bullshit. Hmm. So they go in, and she was looking for $10 million, and the jury, a New York jury, gave her $83 million. Then she goes on TV with Rachel Maddow and tells Rachel she'll buy her a condo if she wants. She was asked what she's going to do. I'll buy you a condo. You want to go to France? Let's go to France. I mean, the woman's a nut.
She really is.
And I've got clips and memes. I got a clip of her on Tucker, not Tucker Carlson, hardly. Oh, bite my tongue. Mm. Anderson Cooper, where she was thinking the gay guy was sexy. Remember I told you about that last week? So I don't know if this thing should get overturned in a New York minute, but we have tweets that she posted on her own from 2010 up to, I don't know, maybe 2017 or something like that. And we've got a series on which we got the first page.
Yeah, first page.
This is in her own words. I got to read it off my phone because it's a little small on the screen. The first one is from May of 2010. Sex tip I learned from my dog. When in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion, then jump him. The second one, don't know what the date is on this one. It got cut off. Would men have invented chastity belts, veils, and Crocs if women weren't just unbelievably hot? Honey, you were born to seduce. The third one, from 2013. What can be done about the penis? It gets large when you want it small, and it stays small when you want it large. Okay, second page, from 2015. How do you know your, quote, unwanted sexual advance, unquote, is unwanted until you advance it? That sounds like Trumpy, right? From 2014, there's no such thing as a slut, only sexual geniuses. And the last one with no date, it's not the most beautiful women, no. It's the women who make the least mistakes who seduce the most men. Okay, this is the whack job that Trump called a whack job.
Because she's a whack job.
And for, you know, what did I say at the beginning? In a dictatorship, truth becomes treason. Trump said the truth. Make him pay. Make him pay. So there are rare occasions when the media is not obsessed with Trump. Of course, those times are pretty much in other countries, never here. But this clip is my newsreel of the week, and it is from another country. Go ahead, Slim.
The hotel room. The brazen birds left behind a trail of destruction after two holiday makers left their balcony door open. The cockies pulled clothes from the suitcases, rummaging through food and messed up all over the beds.
I've been there. They've actually big signs on the doors. Do not leave your doors open because of the birds. Mm.
Have you ever had a cockatoo in your hotel room?
No, never. You're really bad.
Never?
Yeah. Not for a long time. Anyway, they can cause such a mess. Jasmine, it's your final chance. We find about Tim Tam competition. We'll tell you what's up for grabs, how to enter, and yesterday's lucky winners.
Did you notice there, she said, not for a long time.
Well,
okay. Not, so she's had a cock or two in a hotel room. Just not for a long time.
When she was a teenager, she hit her menage a trois.
Rick, have you ever been in a hotel room with that woman?
No.
Yeah. No. Good thing she wasn't there with Slim. She'd have thought it was two cocks at once. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Enough of that filthy, filthy stuff. Hope the children are in bed. On the United Airlines DEI story we did last week, you remember the CEO in drag doing a poor Lady Gaga impersonation?
Yeah.
We showed him that idiot. Oh, my God. And I told you about the plane almost crashing coming into San Francisco that had somebody that wasn't qualified trying to land the plane. Well, there's now hope, apparently. You don't necessarily have to fly with an unqualified equity hire. Yep, airlines are offering a $100 upgrade where you're guaranteed an old male pilot named Steve. I'm sorry, this is like the Harvard woman. I'm not letting this shit go. Doors flying off and not qualifying your pilots. I mean, come on. One's Boeing's fault, I guess, but the pilot thing is all on that United, you know, rah, 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 rah. That idiot. Oh, my God. Anyway, on another note entirely, we did catch Rick's cat watching a movie with him this week. I wonder what kind, but I don't know, but we're going to show you the video. You guys can decide. I'm sure it was Animal Planet or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something wholesome.
Payback. It's coming.
I got one for next week already. Sheesh.
Oh, all right.
Let's behave.
It's war.
Yeah. you know I love you. It's all right. It was a championship weekend this weekend, Sunday. The Chiefs and 49ers won their games. We won't go into the nitpicking on the Chiefs game, but they did win, and they will meet in Super Bowl 58 on February 11th. So even though we got knocked out in the first round, embarrassingly so, Cowboy fans are still taking the abuse. But this one is true, so I got to show it. Yes, Taylor Swift made it to the Super Bowl before Dak Prescott.
Pretty sad.
I'm sorry, Cowboy fans. It's funny. Okay, look, if you're not numb to it after 28 years, you really should be. You got to be able to laugh at this crap. You know, I know not everyone watches football or even understands it. So as a public service, I found somebody to explain it to you or your partner who doesn't get it and to keep Rick happy. So this is football, because Rick isn't a big football fan.
Nah, me neither. But
this is football through puppies.
Puppies.
Who's your favorite player?
I like them all. I like Aaron Robert.
Aaron Rodgers.
Never heard of him.
He was the quarterback for the Jets.
So is Aaron Robert.
He tore his Achilles.
So did Aaron Robert.
Who else do you like?
I like Patrick McCombs.
Mahomes.
He my homie too. I like TJ Watt.
Watt.
Whatever. I like Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
He's hurt. What happened to him?
No, he's not hurt.
So you lied.
That's his name.
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts.
So he is hurt.
I'm sorry I even asked this question.
I also like Christopher McCaffrey.
Christian.
Really? Me too. I turned my life over to the Lord back in like 2015.
Puppies.
I'm sorry, but some people are so creative. I gotta put them on and give them good. Some exposure. That was awesome. Oh, so this week in white supremacy brought us Snoop Dogg, who once took a headshot at a Trump mannequin in a video, and he came out as loving the man. And then I found this ditty. This is probably from 2017. There's a woman here who's obviously a liberal at the beginning. You're going to recognize the man who responds. So this is This Week in White Supremacy.
What we don't have here is free healthcare, free education, and Swedes live a very long life. Can you please help me convince my husband to get on board and move to Sweden, the land of IKEA?
I want to encourage you to stay here in this country. Donald Trump is not going to be that bad. Don't run. He's going to make a Kia bring their ass over here and start building them desks and stuff in America, because he's going to make America great again. Let's go, Donald Trump.
I didn't know. I just saw Steve Harvey's stepdaughter today on an X post. Have you ever seen Steve Harvey's stepdaughter?
No.
She's a model, and she's going to be in the final swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, and she doesn't have a dick.
Well, I thought they fired everybody at Sports Illustrated.
Well, the swimsuit issue is like, that's like two-thirds.
Oh,
two-thirds of their
budget.
Oh. So they're keeping the swimsuit.
An hour and 35 minutes and I hit it. Yeah. Oh my God. She's smoking. She's too young for me to look at, but I looked at her. I think she's like 27 or something. Uh-huh. So long time listeners of this show. And I know some of you have been around 13 years. God bless you. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Me neither.
I mean, like, you know, Nick Searcy says at the beginning of the show, for some unknown reason, you're now listening to Off the Hook Radio. I agreed with Nick when he said that for me. And
13 years ago.
Yeah. Well, no, I got him to do that about 10 years ago. But
oh, wow. Close enough.
He actually listened to one for about 15 minutes and said, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're famous. I'll take it. then Brent's been 3 years saying, who's Nick Searcy? So
just to be an asshole.
That's all right. So some of you people know that I can cook. I mean, I used to mention it a few times a long time ago, but you know, that's when I could say, you know, you don't get this fat by not being able to cook. But now that I've lost 125 pounds, you might wonder if I still got it. Yeah, I still got it. I just don't do it as often. But once in a while, I'm going to bring you Zip's cooking tips. And this gave me the idea for it. This is not a Zip cooking tip necessarily.
No.
This is not my recipe. But this is too good not to share. So here's Zip's cooking tips meme of the week. If kids had their own cooking shows. Follow me for more recipes. You know, they always put that at the end. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys think that's... I swear to God, I laughed for 2 minutes when a friend of mine posted that.
That's always funny.
That was just sick. So sick, I forgot.
But they all do. Every kid eats boogers.
Oh, crap.
I know a 47-year-old that still eats his boogers. So that's not me.
Oh.
Well, you're not 47, are you?
Well, 46. But yeah. Okay, I know a 46-year-old that eats his boogers, and that's not me.
Okay.
Because they're the same age as me.
Okay. Rick?
Yes. I don't need boogers either.
Yeah, I know, but it's not him.
No.
I swear to God, it's not. I'll tell you on after show.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Slim, I screwed up. I forgot to put in a musical interlude tonight.
What the heck? You know you got to.
Play that funky music, white boy. Yeah, I forgot.
What the hell?
Now, the reason I forgot was so I could do that meme. That one cracked me up, too. Hey, come on. I'm an old man, and I still got the humor chops of a teenager. Stuff like that cracks me up. Deal with it, people.
I hope you get letters and cards over this one.
Uh-oh.
Play that funky music, a white boy.
Poke Zip.
I'm doing my what's his name? Lawrence Welk.
A 192.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, my parents would watch Lawrence Welk, and I hated him then. You know, even if they let me stay up past 8 o'clock, it was like, they're playing polka music. Jesus, God.
Well, that's when you only had like two things you could listen to.
I want
to
hear the Beatles. Right? You know, that's on Ed Sullivan.
Well, you're that old, man.
Anyway, listen, we always try to help people out here, right?
Well, yes, we do.
We're benevolent.
We told you about anal bleaching.
Yes, we did.
It actually came up today on a show, Little Big Brawlers. I don't know what network it's on, but it's these little guys down in Tennessee, and it's called Micro World Wrestling, and they're little people that do wrestling. I shouldn't say little people. They're little. But
they're midgets.
midgets. They do wrestling. And they were
midgets is acceptable again.
They were actually talking about anal bleaching today. And I was like, oh my God, who would talk about anal bleaching?
We did 10 years ago. We did.
That's why it was like, oh, yes, they were talking about.
Then we kept talking about it too until people were going, we ain't going to lay off the anal bleaching crap.
Of course not.
Yeah. But listen, if you're having a bad day at work, and you know, those of you who work, I commiserate with you. Uh-huh. But you know, you're having a bad day. The boss is on you. Love you too. You know, maybe a coworker screwed up something and you got to fix it, you know, and you're sitting there and you're seriously questioning your career choice. Just remember, it could be worse. Yes, you could be Nancy Pelosi's gynecologist.
Well,
how could you eat dinner after when you went home? They must not eat.
But see, all the people listening are going to go to work in a better frame of mind tomorrow.
No, because they just
they're aren't thinking Nancy Pelosi's gynecologist.
Yeah, but they're thinking about what it's like, though. That's the problem. You put this picture, this image in their brain of, oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys know I love Steve Harvey. He's a talented man, and I watch him all the time late at night on the old show, the Family Feud thing. He cracks me up. But, you know, maybe he shouldn't toke backstage during Miss Universe. But other than that, you guys remember that?
Yeah, he announced the wrong winner.
Yeah, he announced the wrong winner. That was not a good day.
No, he really fucked that up.
Well, this next man was going to be this week in White Supremacy, but Steve Harvey's more famous, and I know him a little better. I've been watching him for years. And even though we did Steve clips early, why not have two White Supremacies? This is our show. What the hell? Here's a clip I call Patriots Come in All Shapes, Sizes, and Colors. White Supremacy 2.
Because we know what's right, and we have right on our side. And I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you, as you sit in those chairs, as you stand there, as you listen to me, if you don't think this is a fight, all you got to do is turn on CNN for 5 minutes, and your mind will be changed. And so, what I'm going to leave you with here tonight, guys, is this. It's time to stand up and be strong. You know, I said for many years, if we had a president that would just stand up and say what needs to be said, he'd get something done. And we had one in number 45. We sure did. And he got some stuff done. Folks complained about how he did it, but I'm going to tell you like this. Now is not the time to be soft-spoken and timid and afraid. Now is not the time to sit back and say, well, maybe we can negotiate. Now is not the time to put a pipe in the corner of your mouth and say, well, let's see what the book says about it. This is not the time for that, folks. We are in a battle for the soul of this nation, the literal soul of this nation.
412 Mayor. I don't know what that means. I guess that's the person who posted it. I don't know who that man is. If anybody knows who that man is, send it to me. I want to get him on the show. Mm. Have you guys noticed that us white racist conservatives have had four reels tonight, and the only one with a white person was that idiot Biden? Mm-hmm. Well, no, we had the one with the two kids, but that was one black, one white. And then we had Malcolm X, Steve Harvey, and that gentleman. Yeah. We're so racist.
We are.
Gynecologist.
We're just such a racist bunch. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I love that man. I got to know who he is. Somebody help me find out. So let's get to This Week in Misogyny. I guess I should explain this again because we get new listeners every week. I do This Week in Misogyny because I'm making fun of the left who call everything misogynistic. Like if you could criticize the vice president, well, you're just doing it because she's a woman or she's black. So you can be a misogynistic racist. You know, they can get you with two words and therefore they don't have to listen to your argument on what a pathetic piece of crap she is and shouldn't be in any elective office in this country, let alone heartbeat away from the big seat. So I'm making fun of this. So the first bunch of misogynistic jokes are aimed at women, but I am an equal opportunity.
Yeah, let's
do the first one. First one's my favorite. This is called The Dishwasher. A rare photo of a washing machine giving birth to a dishwasher. You're welcome, man. And then we've got this one. This is from the liquor store, the front of the liquor store. And I think it's really important what they said below. At least these guys are being responsible and sending their wives instead of drinking and driving.
Oh, Lord.
And then we've got Everything is Fine. Panic erupts on a flight as the captain of a female crew announces everything's fine. You know, after the DEI story on United last week, you know, everything might not be fine. But I mean, look, Slim, you're a married man. You're the only one of us who's currently a married man.
Yes.
What does it mean when a woman says everything is fine?
Something's definitely fucking wrong.
It means I'm getting off that goddamn plane.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
All right. Then we've got this one. John Hamm, my twin. There he is. They say a woman's work is never done. Maybe that's why they get paid less.
It's horrible.
It's all right. We got a little reverse misogyny, though, too. I don't leave the ladies out.
I know you don't.
Because I'm not really misogynistic. I just like doing the funny bits. All right. This is our first one. This is Just Lucky. Dear, why aren't you married yet? Just Lucky, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, ladies. A lot of ladies going, So you'll like this one even better. Road sign, any woman wanting a husband obviously hasn't had one before. We need to pause for a minute while the women in the audience stop cheering. All right, calm down. Okay. All right, the final entry here in this subject, I had to think about this one long and hard. Not whether or not I'd put it on the show. That was an easy call there. Just did it fit this week in misogyny? I answered yes, so here it is. This is how you grab a pussy.
Oh, boy.
I've seen that 5 times. I still almost spit out my fake iced coffee.
Funny.
It's fake iced coffee because it's decaf.
Blech.
But
fuck yeah.
Real iced coffee.
There you go. I know if I ever used another mug, I'd get complaints.
Probably.
So I make my iced coffee in the morning, and I let it cool off, and then I stick it in the freezer to get nice and cold, because these things don't really get that cold in the refrigerator because they're insulated so good. And then once it's nice and cold, then I dump it into this one and then put it in the refrigerator. I tried to put this in the refrigerator once to get it cold, and it was warm as piss.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this is a Shield Republic Yeti.
You should open, keep the top open.
It's not the pink $50 Starbucks.
I think this one was probably 30 some. Uh-huh. I'd have to ask my son. He bought it for me, but I know it wasn't cheap. Because I buy stuff from Shield Republic all the time. I've got maybe 10% of my shirts are from them. That's all right. So as most of you are aware, I play poker, and I'm not the best poker player in the whole world, obviously, but I'm hardly the worst. You know, I don't totally suck, do I, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I've won a lot of the daily tournaments.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't win the big ones where the pros come in. I usually get my ass kicked and end up like in somewhere between 20th and 50th place, but that's okay. But to show you who should not play poker is just as important to the poker playing people out there, or if you're considering playing poker, okay? This is why dogs are bad at poker and a lot of people. Check it out. Who did?
Did you eat her food? Did you eat her food? Did you eat?
That's why whenever you see that old poker painting, you know, with the dogs sitting around the table playing cards.
Yep.
You know it's bullshit. Dogs don't have a poker face. I play cash with people like that and always make bank. Anyway, besides, it was puppies. I like to put puppies in.
That was cute.
It makes my friend Rick smile.
Puppies.
He loves the puppies.
My little wolfies.
Yeah.
That was a cute one.
When his cat's not sitting around going. That's called a callback. That's a callback to an earlier joke.
Callback.
Diddling herself.
Yeah. My stupid criminal of the week is Starbucks. Because it should be a crime to be this unaware. Slim, you got the picture?
Yeah, I'll throw it up there.
All right, this was in St. Louis. Starbucks fires the man in the middle, a heroic barista who subdued and protected coworkers from robbers after getting pistol whipped in the head. Starbucks is trash. 20-year-old Michael Harrison. Now, that dude does not look 20 years old to me.
No.
I mean, dude, they got Rogaine, for Christ's sake. You should have been on it when you were like 16 or something. But anyway. He's working his way through paramedic school, and he was fired after he fought off those two criminals trying to rob the store. They rushed into the store, told everyone to get on the floor. He couldn't open the cash register because he didn't have the credentials. So they were going through his pockets and they pistol whipped him. And a coworker believed the gun was fake. So he started fighting off the robbers, and Harrison jumped in on him. And they subdued the one guy, Joshua No, and he was arrested there when the cops came. Then the cops thanked Harrison and his co-worker for the bravery, and they caught the other guy, Marquise Porter Doyle, nearby. Harrison was praised by local media, but Starbucks wasn't thankful for his actions. They put him and the other guy on paid leave for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks was up, they were fired for violating company policy. This job was helping me pay for college. I don't understand it. I thought it was the right thing to do. The man should have gotten a raise, but he was fired. This is what happens when woke invades corporate America.
Well, this is what happens when people break policy, though, too. We talked about this, you know, on pre-show.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, you know, if I run a 7-Eleven like you used to, I ran convenience stores, a guy comes in and robs me, I mean, you're supposed to give them the money. You don't give them the money, you don't fight back at all, you're instantly fired. That's the rule. I mean, rules are put in place for a reason, and you've got to follow them. But it doesn't make sense. It's not right. I mean, these guys should be, like you said, they should be heroes. They should be given a raise. They should be, you know, the new managers of stores, but they broke policy. They signed a policy.
Still sucks. So Starbucks is my stupid criminal of the week for creating an unemployed American in the Biden economy. All right. I've got something else that I want everyone to see from X. This is John. We're going to show this in a second. This is Senator John Fetterman, the large, bald, tattooed man who had a serious stroke and still won the election in Pennsylvania, the same way Biden did, you know, very late at night. You know, mail-in ballots is what did it. You may have seen that he's recovered rather well. I mean, he can speak clearly, and I mean, certainly better. You can understand him way better than Biden. You remember him when he was running. It was a joke. We were all like, leave this man alone. Why are you making him even go through this crap? But he's like come around. So I'm thinking after I tell you what's happening here, that maybe there's a few more liberal Democrats who should have strokes and recover. Because something happened.
Yeah, he gets to wear shorts.
Well, he certainly hasn't become a MAGA supporter or anything. But his positions are pissing off the far left. And this reel shows when protesters showed up at his house and chanted, Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. He went up to his roof and he trolled these anti-Semite bastards. Check this out.
Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. Fetterman, Fetterman, you can't hide.
I mean, that was really him up on the roof of his house, waving an Israeli flag, and with one hand and probably with the other hand going,
yeah.
You know, you anti-Semite bastards. I mean, when the hell did anti-Semitism become okay? Well, on October 8th. Some of these assholes on October 7th, when they were still trying to figure out who the burnt dead bodies were. Oh, man, it's just awful. But look, all politicians are not total assholes. Fetterman, who we obviously had a problem with, you know, he's still going to be a Democratic vote for 90% of the stuff, but he's obviously not an asshole. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Now, Pennsylvania, you need to get rid of Casey. Keep Fetterman. Make Fetterman the senior senator from Pennsylvania this year, please. Anyway, so I want to add this on here too. This is a different story. This is about the Trumper. We got a picture of it, right? Mm-hmm. We just leave the picture up while I talk. Okay, sure. Cool. Before
pick my nose and eat my boogers.
God, you're killing me. Before he was president, Trump bought an estate in West Palm Beach. He put up a 50-foot flagpole and flew a U.S. flag on it. The city council told him he could only have a 30-foot flagpole, but he refused to take it down. I remember the arguments. It was fun. They told him that they would fine him $1,000 a day until he took it down. He said, fine, it's chump change. I'm leaving the flag up. Screw you. So when the fine reached $120,000, he went to city council and he made a deal. Now, this is Trump wrote the art of a deal. Trump knows how to make a deal. Here's what the deal entailed. He would lower the flag to a 30-foot pole if he could donate the $120,000 to Veterans Affairs. City Council went, yeah, okay, that's fine. We get our way, you get your way. But you got to remember, this is Trump, the art of the deal. He took the 50-foot flagpole down, hired a landscape company to come in and build a 20-foot hill where the pole was, and then he put the 30-foot pole on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a 50-foot flag. This is why we love the guy.
Outsmarting people.
Yeah, and this is also why MSNBC and CNN don't want him on, because stories like that come out and people go, oh, I like him. You know, you're not allowed to like him. He's Orange Man Bad. He's Orange Man Bad, damn it. Yeah, he's up 7%, assholes. And it's early. Do you think Biden would ever debate him?
No.
No.
He'd smoke Biden. I mean, he'd eat him in the first fucking 5 minutes, and Biden.
He didn't have a great first debate against Biden last time around, but he did smoke him in the other two.
Well, it was Trump's, it was his first debate, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he did all those ones with the Republicans, but that was
Trump
being a nasty mother effer. Although I got to admit, the Jeb Bush stuff, just I died laughing at that. I went, we got to vote for this guy just for the humor. This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we ran out of time. We can't do this week in marketing segment, but we're going to move that to next week. I did misogyny this week. But I do want to show one sign on the door to Pizza Hut. This is just awful what happened. Yep. Pizza Hut's closed tonight due to unforeseen circumcisions. The dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. Open for takeout and delivery only. I'm not sure I want any toppings on my pizza.
Don't get the sausage.
No. Jesus. Wait. We're not getting the sausage.
Nope. Nope.
I mean, come on. They actually printed that out. Somebody had to look at it. They did it on a computer. Computer spell checked. Circumcision was spelled right. Obviously, let's put this on the door due to unforeseen circumcisions. They're not close. You know what they probably did? They probably did autocomplete.
SIRCUMOC.
Yeah. Lazy assholes. I blame the NEA for this one. That's for sure. Cause that's just stupid. Anyway, memes of the week, Slimbo. What we got?
Let's see. Rick will go first tonight.
All right. This one of your dog has really had enough of you. You threw it. You go get the damn thing.
Fuck, you looked at me like that, I'd go get it.
I would too.
I don't want to piss him off.
Yeah, he looks smart at me. Yeah. Mine. I like this. I posted this Facebook. I'm a pirate.
Leave that up.
All right, I'll leave it up. Jesus, I know you want
to. This one pisses me off.
I know it does. Go ahead, tell us.
There's an obviously attractive member of the human species. You know, that side of this human species is much more attractive than our side.
Well, of course.
Why would you take a picture of her in a position where she could put her eye out, show her how to hold the damn gun right, turn her into a Republican?
Well, if he did that, we wouldn't have a meme.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Okay, just, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Just shut up when I'm ahead.
That's okay.
Oh, here's mine. Everything horrible they said would happen to you under Orange Man has actually happened to you under Pedo Man. Mm-hmm. You can take that one to the bank.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, we almost nailed it on time. It's a miracle.
It's all good. We did good.
Well, I don't want Rick. I love Rick. He's one of my best friends in the world. He's one of the most decent people I know. Yeah. But he's got to get his rest.
I got to get my nini noni. Yeah.
And don't eat sausage on your pizza. Oh. Not from that place anyway.
Or on your pizza or pineapple.
Oh, that pineapple on pizza is disgusting.
No.
I've eaten it once. It had pineapple and pepperonis, and the pineapple was browned a little bit. And it wasn't bad, but I've never ordered it myself. No. It was free pizza. I thought, what the hell?
You know what still work on pizza? Freaking slices of tomato. Put slices of tomato, it gets all watery and mushy.
I know. We never do that.
No.
No. My giant pizza that I get for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got like everything on it, but they do throw in some little teeny weeny tomato pieces. Mm. Obviously they chopped them up and let them drain and pat them down with a paper towel because it didn't get soggy at all. Yeah. I mean, you're paying $50 for a pizza; it better not be soggy.
They got a lot of pieces.
Well, you're only paying $50 for the pizza for the most part because it's got all those toppings on it.
Well, they're not cheap anyway. I think their plain pizza is like $24.99 or something.
Oh, is it that much? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're not cheap. So anyway, hey, thanks for watching, everybody. I want to remind you, push back when you can safely. Mm-hmm. This shit's just insane. You know, look what they're doing to Trump, Elon Musk. They're coming for you next. Trump says it all the time. He's right. DeSantis will still be here in 28. He'll be fine.
That's when he'll run.
He'll just be the greatest governor in the country for another couple of years, and then he'll be ready to run. So we'll be back next week, of course, unless Biden brings bullshit charges against any of us. Mm-hmm. You should never know.
Let's hope not.
Oh, you know, the NEA used to listen to us.
Yeah.
And we found that out the hard way. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't think we're important enough anymore because we don't have 100,000 people watching the damn show. Well, actually, they were just listening back then. But you've seen these social influencers out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these people make big money. Like that guy who runs around with a microphone and says to people, what do you do for a living? And it's usually somebody famous or you already know what they do for a living, but sometimes it isn't. But he gets interesting answers. He puts it up there and millions of people watch this crap. This kid's making like $2 million a year, I heard. Just run around, you know. Good deal when you're in your 20s and, you know, he's a good-looking kid, too. Man, he's going to be competition for you, Rick, I'm telling you.
He can't charge $3,500.
This kid don't need $3,500. He can give it away.
Yeah, he's
got serious bank. He can give it away free. Trust me. But anyway, these social media influencers, they kill me because, you know, they aren't really contributing any to society, but some of them are getting rich as hell. Like, you know, what was that girl? That outside girl?
Oh, I don't know.
She was like the first one. She was like on MTV or something. She's the outside girl. She bought a $6 million house in California. Hmm. She's just a little chippy who got pregnant at 16 or something, I guess. I don't know. I don't know her story. I don't care. Anyway, but sometimes these influencers' areas of influence changes. Sometimes, you know, they're not making enough money at this. They go on and they do something different. So we're going to close tonight with how one social media influencer who tried to show you how to do tricks and stuff on wheels became a social media influencer for Biden. You have to watch till the end, but you'll understand the joke. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.